B-Pod Studios.
No 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday, 6:42. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, it's your first chance to win $500. Brian Adams is your 80s artist of the day. It's your last chance to win today, so make sure you're listening.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah, it is.
Tom Brady. Yeah, can't wait to hear these. The guy can take a punch. That's all I can say.
He can.
All right.
We're going to get to that. We're going to tell you what the best love song is just in time for Valentine's
the
Day.
The best what?
Love song.
The best love song?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They've determined the best love. Oh, no kidding. Okay. The best love song.
The best love
noodle
song.
That.
Yeah. Think about it. What's your favorite? I have one. It's not on the list. Of course it isn't.
No.
Yeah. But why Rob Lowe looks so good after so many years. The man does not age, does not change. Well, he's on the cover of Variety, and, you know, he talks about sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
He has been 30 years sober. And he said, the only way to stay in recovery is to be honest with yourself on a minute-by-minute basis. No secrets, no double life, and you have to get real. He's just like a really, like, down-to-earth, sober dude. He was drinking and doing drugs in the 80s, and he was
had himself
just,
a time.
Had himself a time, and then he had a little bit of a sex tape scandal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With a young woman. And that really kind of messed him up. And then one day he just decided, he's got to get this done. And he's never looked back. And he's never looked better.
Well, what's the secret? Is sobriety?
Yeah, sobriety.
Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, it's like a good, healthy, clean living. He just,
well, I know he's a big Atkins guy. He follows Atkins a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does. But I think it's just this really clean, sober life that he lives.
I'm telling you. It'll age you. Just saying.
I'm telling you, my hairdresser, my former hairdresser, she never had a drink in her life. She's like 60 and she looks amazing.
See, that's it.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, well,
is it worth it, though?
Yeah. I know. Anyway, good for you. Salma Hayek is producing a show about talking boobs. Do I have your attention?
Did you say what I think you
said?
Yes,
you did.
Okay, you did.
It's called A Boobs Life, and it's for a metaphor for the constant judgment women are submitted to. Okay, it's a comedy. A woman turning 40 and in crisis whose life gets turned upside down when her boobs start talking to her, forcing her to look at herself in a completely different light.
Hmm.
All right.
You know what?
That's gonna be.
I think, did I ever tell you this? I have a Facebook friend. He's a radio guy who was married for 40-something years.
Yes.
Has an obsession with Salma Hayek.
Yeah, like post pictures of
every
her
day
on his Facebook page.
He's going to love this show.
He's
love
it. Really
the boob show. Would you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
You'd have a problem with it.
I have a big problem with
every
that.
Day.
I'd be like, listen, Fantasyland.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you need psychiatric help.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
No, he said, I need Selma.
Selma help. Hey, want to hear those Tom Brady
these are great.
Mean tweets on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
All right, hit it, Bob.
You can take it like a man.
Tom Brady seems like the kind of man who doesn't know how to use a wrench. It's kind of true. Can we be real for a moment? Is there really anyone you'd rather see dropped in a vat of rendered bacon fat than Tom Brady? Tom Brady, you suck booty. You ugly. You suck. You throw like a fat lady with a flabby arm and a little girl butt face. Hashtag Tom Brady. Hashtag suck. I hope this loss depresses you so bad that you hardly have sex with your supermodel wife in your giant mansion.
Poor guy.
Listen, who's winning?
I love it.
He's got a supermodel wife and a giant mansion.
He does.
Okay.
But how can you not like Tom Brady?
When Tom Brady shows he has a pulse, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I think that his sort of, when he turns me off, is when he's a machine.
Yeah.
And I know that's the opposite for a lot of people because the machine wins.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I don't like football, so it works for me.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, but what I do love
are
love songs.
Love songs.
My favorite love song is the number one love song. Mine's from a musical, but that's okay.
Who voted this? What's it?
It's like, you know, one of those places.
People who like
Billboard.
Love songs.
Oh, Billboard. Okay.
Here we go. You ready? Number one.
Number one. And
weird movie about young love.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid ends up lighting Brooke Shields' house on fire.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's okay.
It was
and the mom
love.
Comes on to the boy. But you know.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Endless Love was like on Cinemax in the early 80s, and I'm like, what's this?
Yeah.
And then my mother comes in and is like, not watching that. But it's a good song.
All right, but that's not what you think number one should
be. No, number
either.
One should yeah. be. Mm. And it was number one on this day in history. In 1977.
Good job, Casey.
It was a complicated world back then.
Yeah.
And sometimes you had some decisions to make.
Uh-huh.
Mary McGregor did. You ready?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You want to sing that out, LBF? Because
loving both of you is breaking all the rules.
The funny thing about this
Come
song,
Come on, keep
it was
going.
Torn between two lovers. Yeah, my mom played it a lot.
Feeling like
a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom
Loving
played that a lot?
Is breaking all the rules.
Oh, God.
Let that be a lesson to you, Mary. It's insane.
Wow.
Remember that song?
19...
Number one. The 70s were here.
They were weird.
A lot of drugs.
Weren't there other songs?
No. No songs. It was a song crisis and a gas crisis.
I'm surprised your Barry isn't one of your favorites.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.